this is James.
Hey, James Fortune, how you doing?
I'm great.
I'm going to say this, okay? Can I go here? It's the James Fortune Show. Get on, you ready? You know I love you. It's my brother, James Fortune.
Thank you so much, Melissa. You know I love you back.
Dude, you are the family, and we truly, truly are just so glad and so proud of you doing a good job in the evenings.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, everyone just for tuning in and supporting and listening and for the phone calls, telling me why they're feeling fortunate and all that. It's just really a blessing, and I look forward to it every single evening.
Hey, man, we look forward to hanging out with you. Hey, to mention hanging out with you, you're going to be back with us for this year's Lamplighter Award Show.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be a Lamplighter Award Show if I wasn't in the building.
You are absolutely right.
So, you know, it's always, you know, I can't say enough about the Lamplighters. It's an event that I look forward to each and every year. It's an incredibly, you know, the first class. It's done in excellence. And just to be able to celebrate, you know, what people, the great you know, work and things that people are doing in the community is just really a blessing. I always look forward to seeing that, as well as y'all always put together a great lineup of artists to perform and also present awards. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. And, you know, honestly, the most important thing I'm looking forward to is to see what you're going to be wearing. Listen, you always shut me down on the red carpet with your outfit. So, you know,
CJ, I'm going to see what you got. See why you want to go there. Now you're going to make me have to stand up. I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to wear.
I know the dress is already going to be off the chain. You shut the red carpet down every year. So I know this year is going to be no different.
I'm excited. I mean, I just talked to Zaccardi maybe a couple of hours ago. And, you know, he is the same. Between you and he, I tell you, Lamplighters is just not the same. And I think y'all come just about every year, every other year, y'all are with us for Lamplighters.
Yes, and like I say, every single year, it's always a blessing. It just gets better and better. It's always done, like I say, it's first class. It's an incredible event, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. So I'm sure everybody who comes every single year, they're so blessed. Now, it seems like it's sold out every year as well, so
you know,
everybody's already gotten their tickets.
Interesting that you would say that. I got an update. Last hour, we only have 65 pair of tickets left. That's 130 tickets left, period, before it sold out.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm not surprised at all. So if you don't have your tickets, I think you need to go ahead and get them right now, because if you don't go, you're going to regret it. You're going to hear people talking about it, and we're going to be talking about it on the James Fortune Show about how incredible it was. So I don't want you to be left out, so make sure you go get your tickets now.
You're absolutely right. Now, look, I on a personal note, you know, I am one of your Twitter followers. Did I say that right? Yeah. You tweet all the time. I don't know who you have, but I need to get it. But I got a piece of information that you might want to use later on this afternoon. Do you know the fastest growing demo on Twitter?
No, what is it?
Age 55 to 64.
Wow.
They are getting in on the tweeting here. So that's some good news.
Yeah, that is some great news. And, you know, I'm always on Twitter. I tweet. I do my own tweets. So, you know, I do it right from my phone. So, you know, I'm always on Twitter staying connected. And that I would have never guessed that was the largest growing demographic right now. That's incredible. That's awesome.
Fastest growing. Yep, absolutely. Now, with everything you're doing, I mean, you are in the church. You have a full-time radio show in the evening. You're still making music. How do you do it all? And what's up with the latest project?
Oh, really excited. Of course, we did the live recording. And the it's going to be coming out February 25th. The first single, Live Through It, just came out last week, and it's just doing absolutely phenomenal, and people are really connecting with the message that, you know, we can live through different things that life throws at us if we just continue to, you know, be faithful and trust God, and so that song is doing well, and we're excited about the project. Of course, special guests, Tasha Cobbs, Israel Holden, Isaac Carees, Zaccardi Cortez, and The Truth, along with my group, which is an incredible group of singers, including Todd Galbraith, right there from your area,
yes,
who wrote and had the single The Curse Is Broken. So he's on it as well and excited about what God's doing with his ministry. So this new project, it's going to be phenomenal. I thank God he's given me grace and strength to be able to do everything, to be able to travel on the weekend and still be home during the week to do the James Fortune Show, as well as in the studio during the day to record and work on different projects. So it's really, really a blessing, and I just really, really thank God, and I'm grateful for everything that he's doing. That's why I'm feeling fortunate today, Melissa.
And we're fortunate too, James, to have you join us for our Lamplighter Awards Show. Saturday, December 7th, Carolina Theater, Tasha Cobbs, Erica Campbell, Twinka Clark, William McDowell, Wes Morgan, Zaccardi Cortez, and Chanel from Trinity 5-7.
Wow, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. Thank you for having me over and over and over again. I really appreciate it.